Hachette Audio presents West Wind, written by Ian Rankin, read by Julian Rind Tutt.
Introduction by the author. West Wind was originally published on Thursday, March the 1st, 1990. My diary entry for that day announces the fact thus. Yes, West Wind was published to one review in The Guardian and very small. Jesus! A flop from the word go. As you can see, I was not in what is these days referred to as a good place in the early months of 1990, as my diary of the time regularly records. Here's Wednesday, February 28th. I was wondering today, when will West Wind be published? I knew it was scheduled for March and books are always published on a Thursday, but it can't be tomorrow, surely. Barry and Jenkins, my publisher at the time, would have been in touch re possible sources of publicity. Surely my author's copies should have arrived. But on returning home, a gift bottle of whiskey greeted me. Must be tomorrow, then, with so little ceremony. It's easy to be sanguine as I look back at my younger self, but I was demonstrably starting to lose belief in my abilities, doubting my future as a publishable writer. I was also slogging my guts out, working a day job in London and trying to find space to write in what free time remained to me. My first rebus novel, Knots and Crosses, had been published without fanfare in 1987. On May the 12th that year, I recorded in my trusty diary that I should be doing the satellite novel. West Wind, in other words. I'm doing nothing. Well, not exactly nothing, because at the same time I was also polishing the spy thriller, which would appear the following year as Watchmen. I was living in Tottenham and working as an assistant at the National Folktale Centre, based at what